প্রবাচ হে দুর্বিনী তমন্নাত্মং পূর্বভেদ করাধম স্তব্ধম মৎসাসনুদ্ভূতম নিশ্চিতাদ্যোজমজ্ঞেয়ম্। ট্রান্সলেশন শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ। হিরণ্যকশিপু সেড, ও মোস্ট ইম্পিউডেন্ট, মোস্ট আনইন্টেলিজেন্ট ডিস্ট্রিবিউটর অফ দি ফ্যামিলি, ও লোয়েস্ট অফ ম্যানকাইন্ড, ইউ হ্যাভ ভায়োলেটেড মাই পাওয়ার টু রুল ইউ, and therefore you are an obstinate fool. Today I shall send you to the place of Jamaraj. Hiranyakashipu condemned his Vaishnava son Prahlad for being durvinita, ungentle, uncivilized, or impudent. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, however, has derived a meaning from this word durvinita by the mercy of the goddess of learning Saraswati. He says that Dur refers to this material world. This is confirmed by Lord Krishna in his instruction in Bhagavad Gita that this material world is Dukhalayam, full of material conditions. He means Vishesha, specially, specifically, and Nito means brought in. By the mercy of the Supreme Lord, Prahlad Maharaj was especially brought to this material world to teach people how to get out of the material condition. Lord Krishna says, jada jada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. When the entire population, or part of it, becomes forgetful of its own duty, Krishna comes. When Krishna is not present, the devotee is present. But the mission is the same, to free the poor conditioned souls from the clutches of the maya that chastises them. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur further explains that the word mandatman means manda, very bad, very slow in spiritual realization. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, manda asmanda matayo manda bhagya. So Lord Maharaj is the guide of all the mandas, a bad living entity, who are under the influence of maya. He is the benefactor even of the slow and bad living entities in this material world. By his actions, Prahlad Maharaj made great personalities who established big, big families seem insignificant. Even one is interested in his own family, making his dynasty famous. Prahlad Maharaj is so liberal that he made no distinction between one living entity and another. Therefore, he was greater than the great Prajapatis who established their dynasties. The word stabdham means obstinate. A devotee doesn't care for the instructions of the asuras. When they give instructions, he remains silent. A devotee cares about the instructions of Krishna, not those of demons or non-devotees. He doesn't give any respect to a demon, even though the demon be his father. Matsasana Dhrutam Prahlad Matsasana Dhrutam. Prahlad Maharaj was disobedient to the orders of his demoniac father. Jamakheyam, every conditioned soul is under the control of Jamaraj, but Hiranyakashipu said that he considered Prahlad Maharaj is deliverer, for Prahlad could stop Hiranyakashipu's reputation of birth and death, because Prahlad Maharaj, being a great devotee, was better than any yogi. Hiranyakashipu was to be brought among the society of bhakti yogis. Thus Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has explained these words in a very interesting way, as they can be interpreted from the side of Saraswati, the mother of learning. Hiranyakashipu vacha he durvinitah mandatman pulabhedo karadaro stabdham matsasanudbhutam nasi vadyo jamakhyam. You understand? Hiranyakashipu was a demon, but his son Prahlad was a great devotee. The devotee, as my revered Guru Maharaj says, doesn't care for the instructions of asuras. When asuras give instructions, he remains silent. The devotee cares about the instructions of Krishna, not those of demons or non-devotees. He doesn't give any respect to a demon, even though the demon be his father. You understand? So, Hiranyakashipu, as Hiranyakashipu was a great demon, and Prahlad Maharaj, his son, was a great devotee, he doesn't pay any respect to the instructions of Hiranyakashipu, his demoniac father. You understand? And here, my revered spiritual master, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ji Maharaj, gives a very interesting explanation or interpretation of the word Durbhinita, and it is self-explanatory in his purport. This Durbhinita, the meaning of this word, is given here. Most impudent. The meaning of this word is most impudent. But Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakur has given very nice explanation of this word as Goddess of Learning, Mother Saraswati, given. Here Prabhupada Maharaj says that. Durbhinita. Du means Bhagavad Gita says dukhalem kulap, material condition. You understand? This is du, refers to this material world. And Binita. B means vishesha, specifically. And nito means brought in. Specifically brought in. By the mercy of the Supreme Lord, Prahlad Maharaj was specifically brought to this material world. You understand? This is the meaning. Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives. You understand? Here, it means most impudent. Hiranyakashipu says, he durbhinita. Oh, you must be impudent for Allah. But here, Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives very nice meaning. The most specifically, Prahlad Maharaj was brought into this material world. Deliver this condition source. Yes, that's Allah. It is durbhinita. Do you understand? Different meaning. The same word having different meanings. Do you understand? In Oriya language, Sahitya, literature, we have the alankar. Do you understand? The rhetoric. Grammatical rhetoric. That is alankar, ornament. This literary meaning. But in literature, it is rhetoric. So many alankaras. There is one Shlesha Alankar. Shlesha Alankar. Are you a student of literature? Do you know this alankar? You don't know this thing. The Shlesha Alankar. Shlesha Alankar means, apparently it means something, and it has some other meaning, as Durbhinita. Do you understand? That is known as Shlesha Alankar. Rupa Goswami wrote a letter to Sanatana Goswami with Shlesha Alankar. You understand? and only Sanatana Goswami could understand. Others cannot understand it. As Durbinita means most impudent. But Vishwanatha Thakur says, yes, that's very nice. Specifically, he is brought into this material world is Durbinita to deliver the condition of source. You understand? This Chola Shalankar. Many instances are there in literature. Especially in Sanskrit literature. Are you a student of Sanskrit literature? Now you are becoming. Previously you were not. In Sanskrit literature, there is Alankar, Shrestha Alankar. Apparently it means something and it has another meaning, very interesting meaning. You understand? In Ramayana we find such things. When Srupanakha came, Srupanakha, do you know? The sister of Ravana. Demoness. Srupanakha came. So Sita, Devi, Ram, Lakshman, they were staying in the forest. And Srupanakha came in a very beautiful maiden, assumed. She assumed the form of very beautiful maiden. Ram looks very beautiful, handsome, Supreme Lord. So she wanted to marry Ram. You understand? But Ram said, you see, my wife is with me, Sita Devi. How can I marry you? I can't. But my younger brother, Lakshmana, he had no wife with him. I am writing a letter to him. You please approach him. He may accept you. So Srupanakha got the letter of Ram. Lord Ram went to Lakshman. Lord Ram has written. That he has written? Babu Nakasiri Dana Dukya Josaku Vihara Kanana Paro Alingano. This is in Sanskrit. This is the allegorical meaning, Shleshalamka. Srupanakha read it. It seems very nice. Nako Sri Nako means Nakaprishtam, the heaven planet. Do you understand? Oh Babu, my brother. Form of address, Babu. Nako Sri Dana Jogya Josa. This Josa, this human, you give the earth Nako Sri Dana. Nako means the heavenly opulence giving. Give her the heavenly opulence. She is befitting to get it. Do you understand? Babu Naka Siridhanu Chuchalvasak. Bihoro Kanono Poro Alimano. Kanono means forest. In this forest, you just enjoy her or play with her, amusement with her. All these things. Vihara Kanan, Kora Alingana, to embrace her. Alingana means embrace. This is the apparent meaning. You understand? And Srupanakha read it, yes, it's very nice letter. But Lakshmana understood it in a different way. This is Sri Sarabhgar. Lakshmana could understand it. What is the real meaning? As Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives a real meaning. This is Durbinita. How is befitting? This word is befitting. And Prahlad Maharaj used this Durbinita. Very specifically, he was brought into the material world, Durbinita. This is apparent meaning is most impudent. It chastises. Hiranyakashipu chastises. You Durbinita. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, yes, it's very nice word. He specifically brought into the material world to deliver the conditions of souls. Similarly, Lord Lakshman could understand, Babu Nako Siri Dana Jugdarshan. Nako means nose. You understand? Nako Siri Dana. This is befitting to this madam. Cut off his nose, her nose. Nako Siri Dana Jugdarshan. Bihoro Kano. Kano means ear. Cut off her ears. Nako, don't embrace her. Nako Raji. Then, I've been imprisoned by Maya. How do you think that I am a liberated soul? I'm not in the prison house. Huh? You are a prisoner. Your hands and legs are tied up very tightly by Maya. How do you think so? And how can you deliver the others when you are bound up? You are in bondage. This is great foolishness. You understand? That we say. Therefore we accept bona fide spiritual master to be liberated. And to come to the path of this devotional service, bhakti patha, is the best way to be liberated. And we want to be chastised by spiritual master, to be disciplined by. Therefore, we'll be disciples and we are eternally disciples. Not for one day or 2 days, now we are not disciples, no. Eternally disciples. Sada shishya thaki. Let me be a disciple eternally. Let my spiritual master inflict eternal his discipline on me, because I am such a nonsense. If there is no discipline, if my guru will never inflict any discipline, I may be in discipline. Most likely. Because this is a material world. I am a conditioned soul. So it is needed. If someone gets this thing, he should be very glad. Yes, now I am chastised. I am disciplined. Discipline is inflicted on me. Oh, I am very fortunate. My guru is so kind to me. You must think so. But if someone thinks otherwise, oh! Hey, what sort of guru is chastised to me? I'm such a great soul. I know everything. Why shall I care for his instruction? I'll give instruction. Isn't it? Then what will be the fact? What will be the lot? You see, this is a very sorry state of affairs. You see, to call the Lord, it's a brilliant answer.
We live in the countries with the...
full of demons.
Demons, actually, president, everybody, the rulers are demons.
Yes.
So how devotees should take instruction given by the administrators of the rulers?
If the administrator and rulers like Hiranyakashipu give such instructions which is detrimental to the path of devotional service, devotee will never care for it.
What should he do?
Will never care. No. You only depend on Krishna. Krishna is all powerful, he will protect us. Of our faith in it.
Maharaj, if they torture us,
yes. Hiranyakashipu gave so much torture.
This Kali-yuga.
Yes. You take the example of Prahlad. The demoniac father gave so much torture. But still, Prahlad was not caring for it. He was protected in all circumstances. Understand? Krishna Rakshati. Krishna will protect. Avasya Rakhive Krishna. Vishwasa Param. Firm faith in it. Krishna must protect me. Because I am paying all attention to Krishna's instructions. I can't pay any attention to this demoniac instructions. Though he may be my father, I want to care. protected. This is our teaching. Have firm faith in Krishna. Have firm faith in the instruction of Sadhu, Shastra and Guru Bhakya. You understand? You must be protected. No. You understand? Utilize, you practice this thing. Apply this in your life and see how it is.